The World Economic Forum has partnered with Barack Hussein Obama to activate a full-blown emergency government censorship executive order to regain control of the narrative in the run-up to the 2024 election. News the WEF is partnering with Obama to censor Americans raises all sorts of questions, including who is really running the US government? Because it surely isn't Biden, who has spent most of the last few months getting lost on stage. That's when he's not playing with himself on stage. So it should come as no surprise that the WEF are penetrating the US through Obama, who boasted that he was serving his third term as president when Biden was elected.
And what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, wow. I'd be fine with that.
Arrogance is the surest path to failure, and Obama has made a big mistake in partnering with the WEF to censor America. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community to support the channel and our work. The link is below this video. Speaking to Nate Burleson at CBS News on Tuesday, Obama warned that the mainstream media, including CNN and MSNBC, has lost control of the narrative, and the only solution is for the US government to step in and take drastic action.
The thing that I'm most worried about is the degree to which we now have a divided conversation, in part because we have a divided media.
Obama has instructed the Biden regime to declare a national emergency and use its power to eradicate all independent media online ahead of the 2024 election. According to Obama, there is no room in America for questioning the news presented to you by the mainstream media.
I'm much older than you, Nate. But when I was coming up, you had three TV stations.
Yeah.
And people were getting a similar sense of what is true and what isn't, what was real and what was not. Today, what I'm most concerned about is the fact that because of the splintering of the media, we almost occupy different realities. If something happens, in the past, everybody could say, all right, we may disagree on how to solve it, but at least we all agree that, yeah, that's an issue.
Obama also complained that in this day and age, some people have the gall to refuse to believe the mainstream media narratives.
Now, people will say, well, that didn't happen, or I don't believe that. And one of, I think, the goals of the Obama Foundation and one of the goals of my post-presidency is how do we return to that common conversation? How can we have a common set of facts?
To have a common set of facts, according to Obama, the establishment needs to maintain total control of mainstream media so they continue operating as the Democrats' PR department and pushing the agenda of the global elite. I know I should eat healthier, but I don't. Doctors say that we should eat 6 cups of fruit and vegetables a day, but let's be realistic. Who's got the time to eat 6 cups of fruit and veggies every single day? I certainly don't. But according to a massive study, people who eat healthy live longer, have less heart disease and diabetes, and have less cancer. So I've started taking Field of Greens, and I'll tell you why. Unlike other fruit and vegetable supplements, each specific fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected to support specific functions, such as heart health, liver and kidney health, immune system and metabolism. And I take Field of Greens every day to stay healthy and feel good, and it really works. Field of Greens works really fast, and if you're like me, you'll feel healthier, have more energy, and your skin and hair will look healthier too. It can even help you lose weight. But the biggest benefit is the better health promise. Take Field of Greens, and at your next doctor visit, if they don't say something like, whatever you're doing, it's working, please keep it up, return it for a full refund. And to help you get started, I've got you 15% off your first order. Plus, get another 10% off if you subscribe for recurring orders. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code TPV. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TPV. According to Obama and the globalists in Davos, the media space is not controlled enough. This probably sounds insane to you, considering that the mainstream media has been completely bought and paid for decades.
Another thing is to disseminate propaganda to influence people's minds. And this is a major function of the CIA. And unfortunately, of course, it overlaps into the gathering of information. You have contact with a journalist You will give him true stories, you'll get information from him, you'll also give him false stories.
Did you buy his confidence with true stories?
You buy his confidence and set him up. We've seen this happen recently with Jack Anderson, for example, who has his intelligence sources, and he has also admitted that he's been set up by them. You know, every fifth story just simply being false. You also work on their human vulnerabilities to recruit them in a classic sense, to make them your agent so that you can control what they do, so you don't have to set them up sort of, you know, by putting one over on them. So you can say, here, plant this one next Tuesday.
Can you do this with responsible reporters?
Yes, the Church Committee brought it out in 1975, and then Woodward and Bernstein put an article in Rolling Stone a couple of years later. 400 journalists cooperating with the CIA, including some of the biggest names in the business, to consciously introduce the stories into the press.
And if you think it was bad in the 1970s, then you need to get yourself up to speed. Because in 2012, Obama reversed the Smith-Mundt Act, meaning domestic audiences can again be targeted by government propaganda. Propaganda and fake news have been a hot topic since then, especially since media favorite Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 election. CNN and MSNBC aren't even bothering to hide it anymore. Glenn Greenwald, an editor at The Intercept who covers national security issues, told Tucker Carlson that the situation is reminiscent of communist China.
Both MSNBC and CNN have hired and promoted a series of retired intel officials, Jim Comey, John Brennan, and they come on and they basically parrot a certain set of talking points, but with the imprimatur of the agencies they once ran. What effect does this have, would you say, in American society?
It is completely corrupted journalism. The whole point of what we were supposed to learn from the debacle of WMDs in the Iraq War, which, by the way, this network that we're on was one of the leaders of, was the fact that we were not supposed to trust intelligence agencies when they say things without evidence. And not only did MSNBC and CNN use those people as their sources, they hired them as their news analysts. So if you turned on CNN or MSNBC, it was basically state TV. It was CIA TV.
If you're wondering how tightly the global elite control the mainstream media, we have an exhibit for the prosecution. Mainstream media outlets have been exposed reading from the exact same script and advancing an identical propaganda narrative. Take last year's highly theatrical FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, for example.
Sources tell ABC News there's been a strong reaction to the raid on extremists and QAnon-related forums.
Sources say there's been a strong reaction to the raid on extremist and QAnon-related forums.
Sources also telling ABC News there's been a strong reaction from some extreme groups online, including QAnon and other groups.
There's been a strong reaction to the raid on extremist and QAnon-related forums,
including those that were active before January 6th.
Including those that were active prior to January 6th.
Including those that were active prior to January 6th.
Involved in the January 6th insurrection.
Including those that were active prior to the January 6th riot.
Some have been calling for violence and even a civil war.
Some of them include calls for violence and even a civil war.
Some of them include calls for
violence in online forums
and even civil war.
This was the top comment on the search on the pro-Trump site, The Donald, last night. Quote, lock and load with references to a civil war.
Talking very violently about civil war.
Searches for civil war spiked.
They're talking about civil war.
Civil war.
Civil war.
Civil war.
Civil war. Civil war.
Which raises the question, what do the elite have to hide and why are they so determined to make everybody see major events in the same way? This is mind control in action. There is a reason they are called programs and programming. The poet W.A. Jordan summed it up best. He said propaganda is a monologue that is not looking for an answer, but an echo. Here are the people's voice. We refuse to be an echo for the globalist elite. If you believe we are doing important work, then please subscribe to the channel to help us spread this news far and wide. And join the People's Voice Locals community to support the channel. The link is below this video. I hope to see you there.